the ball on his feet, can't get the ball to the left foot, hit the shot, and as Evans hit towards Boyd, turned off the lane, but slide in there, Rory Patterson, who makes it 2-1 to Derry City. Rory Patterson is giving Derry City.
Boyd tries to get across. Boyd, what a goal from him! Not make Steve Delaney. Comes off the inside of the post and makes it 2-0 to Derry.
Patterson. Oh, I just couldn't quite get it. That's outside. That was outside the box. The linesman was at least 3 or 4 yards away from where the ball was.
Good evening, I'm Felix Healy. Everyone, welcome to Dry 105's June Match Night Live Preview Programme. Later we'll hear the thoughts of the Derry boss Kenny Shields and City's young defender Conor McDermott. Plus we'll have a roundup of all the other weekend fixtures with James O'Toole. That's in the League of Ireland, which kicks off tonight. But first, my two guests in the studio, two very fit-looking young men. Eddie Sadak, who looks after the reserves in the under 19s at Derry City, and former Candy Stripes veteran defender. Started many, many years ago. Paddy McLaughlin, who's now the assistant manager at the Institute. Good afternoon, guys.
Good afternoon, Felix.
You're very welcome to Drive 105. First of all, guys, the ins and outs, compared to one or two other clubs in the League of Ireland, it hasn't been the busiest of close seasons.
Well, I think, Felix, that Kenny's concentrated on quality rather than quantity. And the good thing about Kenny's ins and outs, he doesn't go on the roundabout, the merry-go-round, the season pros that seem to go around every club in Ireland. Some players in the league have been around literally every club. So he brings in people that are perhaps strangers. Nicky Lowe is one good example. Last year he had Nicholas Vermilden, although he's away to Dundalk, who they're good quality, they bring quality to the team. And also they bring a bit of interest to the fan base. And Nicky Lowe in particular, I think, is going to be a top quality signing.
Paddy, have you been surprised at the lack of activity?
I think as football fans, everybody's, you know, really keen to get new faces on the door. And I think as Kenny Shields has done last year, he's brought on a few, probably one or two unknowns to the league. But you look back on last season, like the boys that he brought on were excellent. And I'm sure he'd be hoping the same this year. Like Nicky Lowe's coming in, he's got big boots to fill, following up for Conor McCormick, which was one of Derry's best players last year, and it's a big loss. I'm going to Cork, so I think as Eddie says, I think he's brought on quality over quantity.
Pre-season has gone particularly well. Stuart, you were impressed with Derry in the first half of that game?
We played them last Wednesday night in a pre-season friendly, and I thought they were excellent in the first half. You know, we really controlled the ball really well. McEnough was star of the show, like, and it was only a friendly and it's early days, like, but a lot of the play went through McEnough and they looked really fit and strong. Before the major changes,
Eddie, they're not going to be short fitness wise anyway.
Definitely not. Pierce Lafferty looks after the fitness side of the club, and I think last year they prided themselves that nobody was fitter than them. But as regards pre-season, I think it's hard to judge. It's nice to have a good pre-season to win all your matches, but I think we've all been involved in good pre-seasons and had a bad football season, and likewise you've had a bad pre-season and maybe went on to win a league. So it's hard to judge pre-season's pre-season. It is what it is.
The one thing that's certainly going to change this year really is the environment is certainly what kind of impact do you think going to McGinn is going to have?
I think the pitch itself has been, we've played in it regularly with the underage teams, the reserve team, and the pitch itself, to my experience, has been one of the best in the country. I think the very fact that the crowd will be on top of the pitch will lend to atmosphere. I think we'll get, I would hope a few of the locals will come on Friday nights to support the team, the Inishowen lads. And I don't think it's going to be detrimental at all. The crowd, even if it's not the biggest of crowds, but because it's compact ground and everybody's close to the pitch, I think it'll be good atmosphere.
Yeah, Paddy, you were saying there was one or two people had concerns about McGinn. I saw a photograph of McGinn and haven't played at McGinn for years. It made a lot of people, even League of Ireland, Irish League players for years and years, used to rave about Buncrana, the surface. You were saying that one or two people have been complaining about divots, and that, is that right?
Speaking of one or two of the players there recently, you know, I think when they started pre-season games down there, they were delighted with the surface, and rightly so, because apparently it's one of the best in the country. But I think as we got a wear and tear recently on it, it hasn't taken too well yet, and it's certainly show wee signs of cutting up on him. So, but apparently the groundsman down there does top job, and he's supposed to be excellent at what he does. So I'm sure he'll have things under control. But
yeah, they don't let too many people play on it, that's for sure. It's time now to hear from the City team boss. He was Paddy Cook from Drive 105, my side team, caught up with Kenny Shields the other day about the season ahead. But first, he reflects on last year's campaign.
It was tough. There was obviously a disadvantage for the city and the club because of the distances that we have to travel. But we use that as our motivation, and you know, there's an imbalance in the journalism, which is only natural that, you know, the Dublin clubs and the Corks and the Dundalks will be favoured in preference to someone so far north. You know, you have that imbalance, and I've seen it straight away, you know, but we garner some strength from that, you know, through the adversity of that. We certainly have dug in and worked hard to get something from the season.
Chris, you're going on now to your second season. Pre-season has come to an end. How did pre-season go in your eyes this year?
I thought it was very good. It was hard work, and hopefully that bears the fruit that we're expecting. And you know, you put in a shift, and you meet the challenges and prepare yourself to do well, and that's what we've done.
Which you're going to, have you set yourself any targets this year? Is silverware on the horizon? Is this one of your targets that you would likely succeed in here at Derry City?
The one target we've set is to do everything we can to win our first match. And then if we achieve that, or even if we don't achieve that, the next target is to do everything we can to win our second game. And that's the way we'll approach the season in that manner.
Pre-season has went pretty well for you, but have you had the chance to maybe get the Bohemians looked at for your first game? Have you had a chance to get them?
Yes, we know about them. They've signed Oscar Brennan, Denny Corcoran, Jimmy Doyle, good quality players. They've taken Keith Ward from us. They've got good quality in their team, and it's going to be one hell of a challenge for us.
Of course, you've brought on three, four new players this year. How have they been settling in?
Yeah, they're settling in well, and I'm hopeful that we can, you know, build on this and bring the young players through again. I'm confident that all the young boys will get better this year.
Your latest signing, an older defender, just makes it good in the defensive area. A lot of defenders there, so they'll be all fighting for that shirt.
Yeah, we needed another defender in, to be honest, and hopefully it gives itself to keeping us solid as we attack. We need to have that.
Of course, Aaron Barry last year was played with a little bit of injury. You'd be hoping this year that it doesn't flare up again. The same as with Harry Monaghan as well in midfield.
Yes.
You'd be hoping for maybe not to flare up again.
I hope so. I hope you're right with a couple of the injuries, which you get in every season. So that's why you have a squad. You prepare for injuries.
Thank you, Kenny.
Thanks.
Well, that's Kenny Sheedis talking to Paddy Cook on Match Night Live, the guy, one of our main producers.
For all the people I've worked with in football, Kenny Shields, if there's such a thing as being OCD for football, no, that's Kenny Shields. He's everywhere. He'd be every match, every age group. He knows everything about every player. And he's not just football. He's got a degree, I think, in psychology as well. So he tries to tackle every aspect of the game. And as you know, being a manager in the past, Felix, psychology is a major part of the game.
It's most of it. Paddy, I remember I was doing the match last week, the first game against Finn Harps last year. Harps won against Derry. The pitch was diabolical. And I felt sorry for Kenny. He was having to go meet the press and he looked really down in the dumps. Nobody could have expected what happened next. And he set the bar a bit high for himself, hasn't he?
Definitely. I think last year's success, in a way that he had, was it's a wee bit unexpected, and that's the thing about going into this season. Now people are going to probably want more of the same, and the supporters probably want to add a wee bit on to it. So, you know, he's not under any pressure, but he's definitely set the bar high for himself this year, and he's a lot of expectation is going to come from last year's success.
Yeah, the doom and gloom, there was a lot of doom and gloom even before the season started last year, and then once they lost at Harps. I mean, to turn that round, Eddie, was an amazing feat.
It definitely was. He didn't have the biggest squad, and not only that, people forget he was hit by a few injuries last year. I mean, the two centre-halves, Ryan McBride and Aaron Barry, missed a good deal of the season. They're almost like two signings. You could count them as that this season. But he did turn it around after the first game. I know people were stopping you in the street. What Kenny Shields did doesn't always, you know, the usual carry-on after one match. But as you say, he turned it around brilliantly, and they thoroughly deserved the third place.